a hot day, that beer's starting to look good, you're in recovery, rather than go drink a beer, but these people can come in here and sit for a while, and they can go home with the same sobriety date.
Lala Cares is the division of Lollapalooza, which promotes education, service, and environmental sustainability through the duration of the four-day festival in Grant Park. From registering to vote to finding bone marrow donors for cancer patients, the organizations strive to gain awareness while doing good. One of the featured Lala Cares tents is Soberside. Soberside's simple purpose is to provide support and information to those who seek the comfort and camaraderie of other clean and sober people at Lollapalooza. The only requirement is a desire to stay drug and alcohol free at the festival.
We're 501c3 established. We're incorporated out of the state of Virginia. It's called Harmonium.
Though they consist mostly of people in recovery from alcoholism and addiction, Soberside exists for anyone wishing to stay clean, sober, and seeking serenity and fellowship at Lollapalooza. Hugh Brickle of Laguna Hills, California, and a director on the board for Harmonium, the organization which is responsible for the service that Soberside brings, explains that the group provides a safe place with clean and sober music fans to come and get away from the craziness. The mission of Harmonium is to provide a sober sanctuary for music fans who choose to be abstinent at the music festival and others around the country.
We have a board of directors that's currently seating 7 that we try to model that in a way where less than half of our people are in recovery. The other half are people who are either very inspired by what we're doing or people who are in the industry and understand the need for what we're doing.
Harmonium holds daily meetings at festivals multiple times throughout each day at more than 16 festivals across the nation. This is the 4th year that they have participated at Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Roughly somewhere between 8 and 12% of the population has a problem with, they're genetically predisposed to addiction and alcoholism.
And with up to 100,000 daily patrons, that leaves up to 12,000 people each day who are afflicted with this disease. Though it's not merely people who suffer from addiction or work a recovery program who visit the tent at these festivals, Q states that many visitors to the tent come in the form of pregnant women who want to make a connection and gain support, since oftentimes their friends continue to use alcohol when they attend these events together.
Overwhelmed because their whole friend group isn't understanding where they're at, and they can talk to other girls at the tent. We have a lot of that. We have a lot of people who are straight edge, ex-punk rockers with the big X tattoos on their hands who come out and they're really excited to meet other people who aren't going to judge them. And then we get a lot of, especially in the rave scene, a lot of ravers who are now in their 30s who don't take ecstasy, don't want to drink anymore. They're not in recovery, but they choose to be sober. And again, they get very excited to be able to go be with other people who understand where they're at.
In 2016, I spoke with Brandon Graham while cooling off and reclining in the tent on an Adirondack chair. He says that he is content spiritually and has done a number of festivals sober, including 5 years of Bonnaroo and 3 years at Lollapalooza. When asked how long it took for Graham to feel comfortable in his own skin at music festivals,
honestly, my first Bonnaroo was comfortable because I was in meetings and I remember crying in the tent because I just felt like at home. Like, I played music most of my life and love it vicariously, and I love festivals. I fell in love with Lala in 2008, and I've honestly done so many more of these sober than I have partying that it kind of comes natural.
I'm a deadhead who just, you know, got sober after Jerry died. Thought life was over, and you know, I wanted to see live music still and didn't think that was possible.
How did the concept of bringing a sober community to music festivals all begin? Well, Patrick Whalen, board member and one of the founders, had told me,
2000, I started a sober group for Widespread Panic fans, and in 2001, they played the first Bonnaroo, so we started Soberoo in 2004-5, and the festival started letting us come back every year. They started taking care of us around 2007-2008 with credentials, space, and being very helpful to us.
It is emphasized that the organization is not affiliated with Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, or any other 12-step programs, and also makes no judgment on others' decisions related to drugs or alcohol, neither condemning nor condoning their use.
Around here, we usually put balloons all over the tent. That's sort of a universal identifier for people that are familiar with what we do. They'll see the yellow balloons from afar and walk over.
It's not just for people in recovery from sobriety, it's also people in recovery from loved ones who are suffering.
One of those loved ones is Sean Brickle, father of Q and a board member for Harmonium. Between Q's love for music and Sean's connections in the industry, they were able to put this program together.
I had 40 years in the business, and my son Going into recovery, we decided to put something together that, you know, what he was trying to do, the people I knew, we were able to put this thing together. There are a lot of people who come up and they say, I came out here with my boyfriend, my girlfriend, and they told me they're going to be really good, and they said they're going to the bathroom, and they left 3 hours ago, and they're not taking the phone calls, they're not answering the texts. I guess we know what that means. So we serve the side of the disease that's affected by the disease but doesn't actually have the disease of alcoholism or addiction.
When asked about the transformation in the industry over the past 40 years, it was noted that promoters are taking a more responsible approach.
The promoter's able to recognize how crucial this is, especially at a music festival.
And it really needs to be said that while we serve the sober community, we're also serving the promoters as well, because they're not looking necessarily to be indemnified against what goes on here, but they're looking to provide an option for people. And we cannot say enough how appreciative we are of the promoters, and that in itself is probably one of the most important changes that I've seen in the industry in the last 30 years. As before, it was just you have a party, you have a festival, you have a music concert, and people get high and some of them get seriously messed up. That's a consequence. Now there's a more responsible attitude toward it.
You can find more information on Harmonium and their work at www.harmoniuminc.org.